News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
29 degrees now as we get started on this Monday edition of Mobile Mornings. Latest on the slain Mobile Police Department officer Sean Tudor coming up in just a second. First, we'll check the ride in. Here's traffic with Kane on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning for the Pinsent Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department declared, but last night around 10:30, an 18-wheeler caught fire down southbound 65 at the 26-mile marker. Both lanes of southbound 65 still closed as a result of that accident, and traffic's being redirected there at Highway 225 in Baldwin County. Host a Mardi Gras parade party from your own private balcony on Royal Street in downtown Mobile. Connected to the Battle House Hotel, these balconies offer great views of the parades and are ideal for catching plenty of throws. Call the Battle House at 338-5441. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today with temperatures in the mid-50s. Tonight becoming partly cloudy, not as cold, with lows in the lower 40s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy, with a few afternoon showers and highs in the lower 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleintroat and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
Hi, it's Paul Feinbaum. College football season never ends. We're your home for coast-to-coast coverage of the game you love.
Paul Feinbaum, weekdays at 2 on FM Talk 106.5.
Mobile United and United Way of Southwest Alabama is asking you to donate to the Food for Furloughed Feds food drive through January 28th. For government workers and contract employees not being paid during the government shutdown. Items most needed are canned meat, peanut butter, canned vegetables and fruit, fruit juice, boxed or canned meals like soup and mac and cheese, dried or canned beans, pasta, rice and cereal, baby formula, and diapers. Donations can be dropped off at Atlanta Bread Company, 3680 Dauphin Street, Mobile United, 800 St. Joseph, and United Way of Southwest Alabama at 218 St. Francis during regular business hours. Thousands of federal employees and contract workers have not been paid and are living paycheck to paycheck and need your help. So please, make your donation today.
608 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Monday morning, sad Monday morning, as the Mobile Police Department has another officer killed in the line of duty in 11 months to the day from the death of Justin Billa, dying over the weekend. Sean Tudor, 30 years old, and we'll talk about this throughout the morning. And of course, after 8 o'clock, when we turn up your voice at 343-0106. Also, obviously cold out there, 29 here at our studios, but in the mid-20s as you get to the northern parts of Mobile and Baldwin County. More from Dr. Bill coming up in just a second. Now, headlines with Kelly Finley.
All right, Sean, thank you. And I will say it's very touching to see Officer Billa's wife make posting.
I know, that gave me eye sweats.
Yeah, just how speechless, and just at a loss for words. She knows it, unfortunately, all too well, what these days and months mean. So the community is banding together. We will continue to keep you in the know as to the latest regarding this story, including the background on the person who's been arrested. Right now, as Kane mentioned, and I want to remind everyone, especially if you're traveling, that traffic alert still remains in effect after a fiery crash. A portion of I-65 southbound at the General W.K. Wilson Jr. Bridge shut down both sides after an 18-wheeler caught fire last night around 10:30. And so what's happening is traffic is being redirected at Highway 225 in Baldwin County. Be mindful of that. if you're traveling during these overnight hours and those detours kind of pop up on you, we want you to be safe and make it to your destination. News out of Saraland this morning as a search for a missing 14-year-old has been canceled. It's good news, though. It's because the teenager was found safe with his family. Aiden Coffey was last seen around 7:35 p.m. wearing a hoodie, and an alert was issued. He was also last seen running north in the area of Highway 43 and Celeste Road, but about 10:10 over the weekend, police say Coffey had been found safe with family, and details are very limited, but glad he is A-OK. Today is MLK Day. The civil rights leader would have been 90 years old. And while many people have the day off from work and from school, it's actually a day on for service. As Americans across the U.S. will honor the memory of civil rights leader Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. today by rolling up their sleeves and getting involved. You know, you think about all the greatness that he did. He was only 39 years old when he was assassinated in Memphis, Tennessee, on April 4th, 1968. So I found some stats I wanted to share with you real quickly, because there's various ways that you can give back. And when you do and you take pictures and you post, make sure you use the hashtag GoVolunteer, hashtag MLK Day. So did you know that 34% of Americans donate and help prepare food today? 26% serve as a mentor, and 23% provide transportation and labor support. So ask yourself, how will you serve not just today, but into the rest of the year? We'd love to see your pictures and hear about your fun today. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Jillian, did you borrow the noodle nose pliers?
Does Reinhold know you're out here going through his tools?
He won't mind. I'm getting ready to unfix a few of our expenses.
What do you mean?
He was saying that our business will suffer if we don't do something to lower our fixed expenses. I figured if they're already fixed and they're still causing a problem, then I can just unfix them and that should solve everything, right?
Kinda, sorta, yeah. I mean, you're going about it the wrong way. You don't need tools, just a telephone. Making a call to the Jack Green and Insurance agency is what you should do if you're looking to lower your fixed expenses. Jack Green is always helping people lower their insurance premiums on all types of commercial insurance.
Helping people in business stay in business.
That's right.
What a concept.
It's pretty simple.
Jack can save you money on your homeowners and the all-important wind coverage. Call Jack Green for your quote today in Mobile, 251-344-5393.
Step away from the power tools.
Sorry.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The man authorities say shot and killed a Mobile police officer Sunday afternoon was booked overnight into Metro Jail. 19-year-old Marco Perez is charged with capital murder. Before the shooting, Perez was wanted on federal gun charges. He was a suspect in 18 car break-ins and a store robbery. Perez is accused of killing Officer Sean Tudor. Mobile police tell us Officer Tudor went to the Peach Place Inn in West Mobile Sunday afternoon when he was shot by Perez. Officer Tudor was rushed to Providence Hospital, where he died.
When something like this happens, it literally rocks a community.
DA Ashley Rich. Officer Sean Tudor was 30 years old, on the force just shy of 3 years. The death of Officer Tudor comes just shy of a year after the death of Officer Justin Billa. Billa was shot during a domestic violence situation in February of last year. The mother of Marco Perez was charged last week for filing a false report claiming her son was kidnapped. Police say Tiffany Perez was trying to help her son avoid a court hearing. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
The Carrot Patch is celebrating 2019 with a dazzling new showroom on Hillcrest Road. Visit their new location to share in their excitement as they start the new year with the grandest of openings, featuring specials and goodies throughout January. The sparkle of diamonds, gold and silver in every case that's hard to resist, but the beautiful new showroom makes your shopping experience even more enjoyable. The Carrot Patch for that special life moment or just an I thought of you today gift. Visit the all-new Carrot Patch Jewelers now at 800 Hillcrest Road.
Turn up your voice online. Follow FM Talk 106.5 by searching Twitter at FM Talk 106.5. Feeding breaking news, weather, traffic, and opinion, plus your replies. Find us at twitter.com at FM Talk 106.5.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-316-0266.
There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
Alabama and Auburn basketball lose close ones. Phil Mickelson comes up short again, and two overtime conference championship games for the first time in NFL history. 616 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Norwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The Los Angeles Rams put an end to the New Orleans Saints season with a 26-23 overtime win in the NFC Championship game in New Orleans yesterday. The Saints took a 23-20 lead with a minute 41 seconds in regulation time following a controversial blown call on what should have been either a pass interference or illegal helmet-to-helmet hit penalty against the Rams' Nickel Robert Coleman. Saints coach Sean Payton spoke about the call after the game.
Just getting off the phone with the league office, they blew the call. And, man, there are a lot of opportunities, though, but that call puts it first and 10. We're on an E3 plays, and it's a game-changing call.
Had the referees correctly called a penalty, the Saints likely would have ran out the clock for a short, game-deciding field goal attempt. Instead, Will Lutz gave the Saints the lead with over a minute and a half to play. Los Angeles drove down the field, and kicker Greg Zuerlein tied the game at 23 on a 48-yard field goal with 15 seconds remaining. In overtime, the Saints got the ball first, but a hit from Dante Fowler Jr. on Drew Brees caused a fluttering pass that was intercepted by LA's John Johnson. The Rams' offense gained 15 yards to the Saints' 39-yard line, and Zuerlein drilled a 57-yarder to send the Rams to their fourth Super Bowl appearance in franchise history.
Ball put down. Right-footed kick is up. End over end, arching up, and it is caught! He got it! The Rams win! The Rams are going to the Super Bowl!
Now, if you're a Saints fan, there really is no bright side to this loss, but former South Alabama Jaguar tight end Gerald Everett had two huge catches for LA for 50 yards receiving, and former St. Paul Saint Mark Barron will have the opportunity to play in the first Super Bowl of his career after finishing second on the team yesterday with 9 tackles. In the AFC Championship game, the New England Patriots are headed to the Super Bowl for the third year in a row after a 37-31 overtime win in Kansas City over the Chiefs.
Burkhead is in for the touchdown, and with an overtime touchdown run by Rex Burkhead, the dynasty continues for the New England Patriots.
Both of those calls from Westwood One Sports. Tom Brady passed for 348 yards and a touchdown, culminating in a surgical 75-yard touchdown game-winning drive in overtime to outduel Kansas City's Patrick Mahomes Jr. Mahomes threw for 295 yards and 3 touchdowns, but never saw the field in overtime after the Patriots won the coin toss and received the ball. Now Tom Brady and Patriots coach Bill Belichick are headed to their 9th Super Bowl appearance together. The Patriots will face the Rams in Atlanta 2 Sundays from now. New England is currently favored by 1.5 points. In basketball over the weekend, the Alabama Crimson Tide lost to the Tennessee Vols 71-68. John Petty scored a career-high 30 points to lead Bama, but was called on a controversial traveling call, down 1 point with 11 seconds to play. The win makes 12 in a row for Tennessee, their longest win streak since 1977. The Auburn Tigers also lost a close one on Saturday, 82-80 at home against Kentucky. The Tigers rallied back from a 17-point second-half deficit to take the lead 80-79 with 32 seconds remaining. Two free throws from Wildcat freshman Tyler Hero gave the Wildcats the lead, followed by Auburn guard Jared Harper driving to the rim and barely missing the game winner. Locally, the South Alabama Jaguars men's team lost to Georgia Southern 88-86 in overtime. Josh Ajayi again led the Jags in points with 26, but South's record falls to 9-10 this season following their fourth straight loss. The South Alabama women's team had a better Saturday than the men's team with a 69-53 win over those same Georgia Southern Eagles. South led the entire game and are now 14-3 this season. On the PGA Tour, Adam Long shot 26 under par at the Desert Classic for his first career PGA Tour win and only his 6th tournament start. Phil Mickelson held the lead going into the final round, but finished tied for second alongside Adam Hadwin, one shot behind Long. 6:20 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
I hate it for the Saints, but now I got pulled for the Rams for my neighbor.
Yeah.
The Barons are my neighbors, and, you know, if there's a chance, there's just a chance of maybe win the Super Bowl. And Mark, if you let me look at that ring, go ahead and get on record that I would like to get in the list of people in the neighborhood who want to come see the ring.
You might get two turkeys next year.
Yes, I just got one turkey this year. Yeah, I might get two this year.
I think America, except for Massachusetts, is pulling for the Rams.
Yeah, I think so too. 6:21, we're coming right back.
I love this time of year. Family, friends, football, and shopping. On the other hand, those bills. But with a Kasasa checking account at Century Bank, you can earn up to 2.5% APY on everyday purchases, from groceries to that new Good Luck team jersey. So, while the bills will always be there, at least you're getting rewarded on the purchases you're making anyway. Switch to Kasasa checking at Century Bank, where we take banking personally. Member FDIC, qualifications and rules may apply.
FM Talk 106.5. The Gulf Coast Weather Authority and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today with temperatures in the mid-50s. Tonight becoming partly cloudy, not as cold, with lows in the lower 40s. And then tomorrow mostly cloudy with a few afternoon showers and highs in the lower 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
A fine Cabernet is a drink, but not all drinks are a fine wine. A luxury sedan is a car, but not all cars are luxury sedans. There are books of literature, but not all books are literature. Legacy Oaks at Spring Hill is an apartment home community, but most apartment homes are not Legacy Oaks. See the difference for yourself at Legacy Oaks, located in the heart of Spring Hill. Secluded, yet convenient to so much. A community that will change how you view apartment homes in Mobile. Great design, spacious floor plan, attached garage, large eat-in kitchen, plus roomy bathrooms featuring jacuzzi tubs. All inside a large gated campus in the middle of Mobile. Complete with amenities like pool, fitness facility, clubhouse, outdoor entertainment area, and lots of green space. Close to shopping, dining, and just minutes from I-65. 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms are available now. Take an online tour at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com or see them in person at the corner of DeRue and College just off Dauphin Street in Mobile.
This is retired Mobile County Circuit Judge Rusty Johnston, co-host of the Armed Alabama Show. Heard Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. Because of the Auburn basketball game, we will be heard on Tuesday afternoon, January 22nd from 1 to 2 p.m. on FM Talk 106.5.
From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, southbound 65, just at the Bay Minette exit, exit 225, the interstate's closed down on the bridge because they had an 18-wheeler fire overnight last night, and they're still working on it. Both southbound lanes are closed off, so again, if you're traveling southbound 65, you'll have to get off at the Bay Minette exit and make your way back down towards Mobile. Regional Home Center of Mobile at 7251 Moffitt Road, they offer the Lloyd made by Cavalier. It's a 3-bedroom, 2.5-bath with lots of upgrades, including a theater room. Call 649-2077. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
6:23 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Monday. Cold one too, 29 at our studios. Even colder as you get in the northern parts of Mobile County and Baldwin County. That means places like Bay Minette and Mount Vernon. What's up, Mount Vernon? In the icebox this morning. We'll talk to Dr. Bill more about that coming up. Right now, we'll check headlines. Here's Kelly Findlay.
Good Monday morning. It is 6:23 on your MLK day. Severe weather rocked our state on Saturday. According to the National Weather Service, early reports are pointing to an EF2 tornado touching down in Wetumpka. Preliminary numbers coming in say that the tornado winds reached at least 135 miles per hour. Multiple injuries have been reported, but thankfully no fatalities. And if you've seen any of the pictures online, then what you're looking at are two churches on Bridge Street, which were just demolished, the First Baptist and First Presbyterian churches, as well as several historic homes also leveled. The EF2 rating was based on the damage to those structures, but that number could change as the day progresses. The tornado developed southwest of Wetumpka and tracked northeast, they say, lifting just before Lake Martin. It was on the ground for 18.2 miles. It was 700 yards wide at its peak. Good news is that relief funds are already in motion. The Central Alabama Community Foundations are already accepting donations at the following website, cacfinfo.org. I will post that on social media as well. They're accepting checks. Of course, cash is always welcome. And a lot of families being devastated by this happening, and that's the word that the mayor used to describe the damage that he saw, Mayor Jerry Willis. Now, what's happening today is that workers from the National Weather Service, they will be on the ground trying to determine just how many tornadoes touched down. Wetumpka High School opened as a shelter yesterday for those who lost their homes on Saturday. The Elmore County Emergency Management Agency is coordinating the cleanup effort. So this is a concerted effort to get everybody back to normalcy, if you will. And volunteers, if you'd like to go assist, you can call 334-567-6451. Of course, we'll check in with Dr. Bill for more details within the next few minutes. So, of course, stay tuned to Mobile Mornings throughout the morning. And real quickly, an Orange Beach man charged last week, accused of sexually abusing a child under the age of 12. Robert Lee McLennan is also charged with enticing a child in possession of child pornography with the intent to disseminate. According to a police report, the crimes are alleged to have occurred while this child was at his home, his being the adult, McKellen's home in Orange Beach. Baldwin County jail records show that his bond was set at $52,500. He has been released from the Baldwin County Jail on bond. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 627 FM Talk 106.5. Did you get to? I didn't get to see the championship or the NFC game.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see it? Did you see Buffett do the national anthem?
Yeah. That's about the only part of yesterday that I missed was Jimmy Buffett's national anthem.
When he dropped the mic.
So yeah, that's all I'm hearing about, that he dropped the mic, but in a good way. Just didn't fumble it. He just dropped it, I guess. Didn't get to see that. I'll have to Google that and go watch Jimmy sing the national anthem. I don't think all the songs I've heard Jimmy sing over the years, I don't think I've ever heard him sing the national anthem.
Hmm.
And as it is cliche to say, but true, it's not an easy song to sing.
Oh, no.
Not to sing it right, as we've heard legions of people show up that have some singing chops that don't do it justice. How about that?
That's a nice way to
see. Am I being nice on a Monday?
Very nice. I think, and it's one of those songs that you think you could do it, but until you get in front of all those eyes, and then you remember how many lyrics are involved, and the notes that you must hit, and then you—I don't know about you, but I always think about Whitney Houston's rendition.
That's one of the goods. One of the goods.
Yeah.
There have been a lot of good renditions.
Mm-hmm.
There have been a lot of bad renditions, too.
Some people get a little too funky with it. Just leave it as it is.
Well said. Well said. All right. Dr. Bill's coming up and News 5 next.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Mobile police are looking for whoever shot a man in the ankle at a notorious Mobile bar. Police say a man was shot at Shotgun Willie's early Sunday morning. He's expected to survive. A suspect left in a red vehicle. The incident is the latest in a string of problems neighbors say they've had with the bar over the last few years.
My kids, we stay right here close to it, so we can hear all the noise.
In June 2017, Jeremy Smith was working security at Shotgun Willie's and was shot to death. Police charged a bar patron, Dwayne Wheat, with murder. Walmart's grocery delivery service is coming to Mobile and parts of Saraland. Simply order online and choose a pickup time. A personal grocery shopper will get your items, then a driver will bring them to you. It applies to all items in Walmart, not just groceries. There is no subscription fee, but there is a delivery fee of $9.95. The legacy of the Blues in Pensacola is being honored with a special marker. The Mississippi Blues marker was unveiled Friday evening in the Belmont DeVillers Historic District. It's part of the Mississippi Blues Trail. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
When Joe Namath threw 53 yards to Bob Hayes.
And Dan Marino threw 2 touchdown passes.
But Bo Jackson was stopped at the goal line.
And then Stan White hit Kevin Lee
for a 50-yard touchdown.
It's the 70th Annual Senior Bowl. Saturday, January 26th. Enjoy game week events like the Reese's Senior Bowl Experience and Coca-Cola Meet the Players. Then get your game on at the Piggly Wiggly Tailgate Party. The 70th Annual Reese's Senior Bowl. Get tickets at area Piggly Wiggly stores and at SeniorBowl.com.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life. Their free breast cancer exam caught the cancer early, and it saved her life. But now the foundation needs your help so they can continue offering free or low-cost breast screening exams, saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car, whether it's running or not. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction, plus the great feeling you'll get knowing your donated car is going to help save more lives. Just call 800-526-7406 to set the wheels in motion. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 800-526-7406. The United Breast Cancer Foundation needs your help, and your donation could literally save women's lives, helping them catch breast cancer early, like they did with my mom. Donate today. 800-526-7406. That's 800-526-7406.
You know, a lot of advertisements for sales jobs are sugar-coated with all the money you could potentially make, or they're honey-dipped with opportunity. In reality, you make as much as you put into it. FM Talk 106.5 is looking for good people to be on the street representing us to local businesses while helping them with their local marketing. Experience is preferred, but we'll work with folks with a good attitude. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs at fmtalk1065.com today, and we'll set up an appointment. That's jobs at fmtalk1065.com.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell will finally put a bill on the partial government shutdown to a vote on the Senate floor, but Sarah Westwood reports it's a White House proposal the Democrats have already rejected.
This is not a new idea. Trading DACA for wall money is an idea that has been tried and has failed on Capitol Hill several times, although this is a White House attempt to try to peel some moderate Democrats off, build a bipartisan coalition of support. At the moment, it appears Democrats are united in their opposition to the president's immigration agenda.
No progress toward ending the Los Angeles teacher strike over the weekend, and teachers in Denver, Colorado began a strike vote Saturday, which will finish up tomorrow. Freezing rain and more snow expected in parts of New England and the Great Lakes area. The bitter cold causing travel issues on the ground and in the air, with almost 500 flights already canceled this morning. It will be the New England Patriots versus the Los Angeles Rams facing off in this year's Super Bowl, with division titles finally settled. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Fewer cars, more SUVs and trucks. Data from Cox Automotive show that in 2015, 43% of vehicles purchased were cars. But by 2018, that figure was down to 30%. Now, here in 2019, the vehicle buying advice site Edmunds.com projects one in two vehicles sold this year will be SUVs or crossovers. Three of the top four vehicles on Edmunds' list of hottest-selling 2018 models were SUVs or crossovers, led by the Jeep Compass, sales of which more than doubled from the previous year. Other hot sellers included the Subaru Crosstrek and the Honda Pilot. If you still send a lot of snail mail, don't forget to load up on stamps. On January 27th, the price of the Forever stamp jumps to 55 cents from the current 50 cents. That is the biggest price jump since 1991. Prices will also go up to send documents and packages by Priority and Priority Express. In fiscal 2018, the Postal Service lost $3.9 billion. That's Your Money Now.
It either is or it isn't. When it comes down to it, that's all that really matters when choosing a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. It's either certified by Mercedes-Benz factory-trained technicians or it isn't. It's either backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years or it isn't. It's absolute confidence in 30,000 precision parts or it isn't. The Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event, now through February 28th, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Come in today and we'll help cover your first month's payment. Offer available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. There are those who settle for nothing less. For them, the choice is simple. It's either up to Mercedes-Benz standards, or it isn't. It's flawlessly maintained, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first month's payment and certified pre-owned warranties.
From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, one lane now temporarily opened, southbound 65 at the General W.K. Wilson Jr. Bridge, but it's backed up all the way to exit 225. They will shut it down again shortly, but trying to help with traffic control from an overnight accident involving an 18-wheeler. Mobile Police Department are telling us no other wrecks in the roadways. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile with the all-new 2019 Toyota Tundra with 0% financing for up to 60 months or $6,200 in savings. Model 8377. And I'm Kane with the FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
At 6:35, FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
We're at 29 at our studios. I know probably some places like the Icebox in Mobile County in Mount Vernon checking in a little bit colder.
Yeah, we've got quite a few readings around in the 20s this morning, mainly 28 degrees at a number of locations. But yeah, the coldest spot this morning so far, 24 degrees up at Mount Vernon.
See, it lives up to it, the Icebox. What's up, Mount Vernon? All right, Dr. Bill, so how long does this last?
Not very long. It's going to start warming up today, although still below normal temperatures, about 55 of this afternoon, and the normal high is 61. We won't be as cold tonight, and the reason the wind is beginning to move around to the east and then to the southeast, and that, of course, means a warming trend. So tonight we'll be in the lower 40s, and then for tomorrow, cloudy skies, and we're going to see a few showers develop in the afternoon. So the next weather system moving out of the Rockies will start to affect our area late tomorrow and certainly on Wednesday. So tomorrow we're going to warm up into the low 60s with a chance of a few showers in the afternoon. Showers become more numerous tomorrow night. And then on Wednesday, widespread shower activity across the area. And it will be quite mild, up to 68 degrees. Could even make it to 70 degrees on Wednesday. The showers will gradually end on the Wednesday night, and then it turns colder. Thursday, sunny and only 52, down into the mid-30s for Thursday night. And then Friday and Saturday will continue with sunny skies in the 50s in the day and the 30s at night, and then maybe a few showers coming in on Sunday. So the cold weather is going to ease up, at least for the next couple of days, and then the cold weather comes in Thursday and on through the weekend.
How much rain are we expecting Wednesday, inches-wise?
It doesn't look like a lot of rain at this time, probably a half an inch, maybe an inch in some areas, but there'll be quite a bit of sort of light rain that will also occur with this next system. But it's going to keep skies cloudy, but mild temperatures on Wednesday.
Dr. Bill, good morning. Talk to you about the tornado right now. They're saying EF2 possibly in Wetumpka. Any new information on your end?
No, but we're very fortunate that we didn't see more in the way of tornado activity, particularly over central areas of Alabama. And we got off very light here, just the tail end of the shower activity, and it didn't last very long. We ended up with very little in the way of rainfall. No, definitely that was a pretty strong tornado that ripped through the town. Again, we're fortunate we didn't see more of that.
And the way they assess that, right, is on a tornado, when they categorize it, it's forensic almost. They have to go there and look what happened and then assess a number to it, correct?
Yeah, they really do. They go out and take a look at the type of damage, the structural damage, and to rate the tornado.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back with you soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with his forecast right here at FM Talk 106.5. Also, yeah, I was looking at those rainfall totals because the rain we got the other night already kicked the rivers back up. The Alabama and Tom Bigby River that had been so flooded had finally started coming down, and they're on their way back up now. But we'll see what happens on Wednesday night. More from Dr. Bill coming up in just a couple minutes. Headlines with Kelly coming up next.
You finally started to think seriously about retirement. Listen to the Retirement Peace Roadmap radio show for the latest on retirement, tax, and legacy planning. Sunday afternoon at 2, here on FM Talk 106.5.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 106.5's Dr. Bill Williams. With a three-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams 4 times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 106.5.
640, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Monday. I'll give you the latest on fallen Mobile Police Officer Sean Tudor, also the investigation into the suspect as well. Talking about that and headlines here with Kelly Finley.
All righty, thank you, Sean. Good morning, everyone. Yep, 6:39 on your Monday morning. I will have more information if you'd like to participate in an MLK walk, which is happening today. Tell you about that in the next headline. But right now, it's day 29 of the partial government shutdown, and a bit of relief is headed your way if you are a federal government worker. PayPal, they're providing up to $25 million in interest-free cash advances to federal workers who are not getting paid during the shutdown. Here's what the CEO had to say, quote, as we wait for our political leaders to find a path forward, there are now hundreds of thousands of Americans who are hurting and don't know where their next paycheck is coming. There are bills to be paid, groceries and gas to be bought, families to support. These needs grow more urgent with each passing day. That's Dan Schulman. He is the PayPal CEO. So that is a bit of relief. So here's how it works. Schulman says PayPal's offering the interest-free cash advances of up to $500 for any existing or new PayPal credit customers who are federal workers. About 500,000 federal workers are currently on the job, but without pay during this government shutdown, which started at 12:01 a.m. December the 22nd. And another 300,000 are furloughed without pay. So many different entities involved in this one. Treasury, agriculture, interior, urban development, state, homeland security, and justice. All of this is because President Trump and Congress cannot come to terms. President wants $5 billion to fund a wall at the U.S.-Mexico border. The other side's not budging. And in the meantime, the American people are the ones who are suffering. There is a recall you need to know about. This is coming to us from the U.S. Department of Ag Food Safety Inspection Service. If your kiddos, or maybe you as an adult, it's okay to admit it, love chicken nuggets. This is impacting you. Purdue Foods is recalling more than 68,000 pounds of ready-to-eat chicken nuggets. They were produced back on October 25th of last year. They're in a 22-ounce plastic bag. The packages are frozen Purdue Simply Smart Organics breaded chicken breast nuggets, gluten-free. Whew, that's a title. the Best Buy date, 10/25/19. You can, of course, follow up on this product if you have it. Now, the problem was discovered after three consumers complained that there was wood in the product.
Wood?
Wood.
Wood. Now, it intrigues me how
woody woodpecker
how
wood.
How things get in the food. Wood is interesting to me, how that would happen.
I would like some CNC Music Factory because things that make you go, right? So there are no confirmed reports of injury. If you have questions, of course, throw it away. Return it back to the place of purchase if you'd like. But the questions, call 1-877-727-3447. Wood found in the organic chicken breast nuggets, gluten-free. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
I'll take just a second here, and because I was thinking about this when we were talking about the shutdown, and I don't know how to do it exactly.
Oh, wait, real fast.
Yes.
Kamala Harris has just announced she's running for president.
Yeah, add her name to the other 50.
220.
Like, I saw the story. I went to say something, and I go,
I'm sorry.
And the also-rans, you know, I mean, it's like everybody is
running. Go ahead.
Who is it's easier for us to do news-wise, a list of people that are not running.
Not running, yes.
Democrats that are not running in 2020. I know what I was going to say is trying to help out families here during the shutdown.
Mm-hmm.
I know that a lot of hunters were involved with Hunters Feeding the Hungry, this
yes.
program where we donate venison and we carry the cost for the processing, you know, to have it made into ground meat or different cuts. And I'm more than happy to go ahead and start donating right now. I don't know how we organize this. I'm going to talk to those folks and see if we can get something helping out there, giving back there. And that way, too, number one, you get some great lean protein that has no wood in it. No wood.
Wood free.
And I can vouch for your food where it's been the whole time. There'll be no wood in it. It'll be clean.
I have to kind of chuckle because we have family members who are, you know, vegan and all into this organic. See, look at you. Looking all,
it's
eating
just organic,
healthy and you get.
Eating venison is as organic as it comes.
Yeah, but I mean, these little nuggets,
yeah.
You're trying to eat healthy and you get chunks of wood. So just go the other way.
Right. take some personal responsibility for the meat and then you know where it's been and you can keep the particle board out of your chicken.
Well,
particle
the wood board. Is low carb.
That's true. That is
nice.
True. And chewy. All right, 644. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Professional Collision, ma'am.
Well, hi there, young man. You know you remind me of my grandson.
Well, I'll take that as a compliment.
Well, you shouldn't. He's the little nincompoop who scratched up my pretty little car. Can you fix this, or are you a nincompoop, too?
Not a nincompoop, ma'am. We got this.
When you bring your car into Professional Collision, you're in good hands. We'll be completely transparent through the whole repair process and never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations. Visit us online to find out more.
This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit IRSAllstar.com.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The man authorities say shot and killed a Mobile police officer Sunday afternoon was booked overnight into Metro Jail. 19-year-old Marco Perez is charged with capital murder. Before the shooting, Perez was wanted on federal gun charges. He was a suspect in 18 car break-ins and a store robbery. Perez is accused of killing Officer Sean Tudor. Mobile police tell us Officer Tudor went to the Peach Place Inn in West Mobile Sunday afternoon when he was shot by Perez. Officer Tudor was rushed to Providence Hospital where he died.
When something like this happens, it literally rocks a community.
DA Ashley Rich. Officer Sean Tudor was 30 years old, on the force just shy of 3 years. The death of Officer Tudor comes just shy of a year after the death of Officer Justin Billa. Billa was shot during a domestic violence situation in February of last year. The mother of Marco Perez was charged last week for filing a false report claiming her son was kidnapped. Police say Tiffany Perez was trying to help her son avoid a court hearing. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Close losses for Alabama and Auburn basketball. Phil Mickelson comes up short again, and two overtime conference championship games for the first time in NFL history. 646 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Norwood. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The Los Angeles Rams put an end to the New Orleans Saints season with a 26-23 overtime win in the NFC Championship game in New Orleans yesterday. Saints took a 23-20 lead with a minute and 41 seconds left in regulation time following a controversial blown call on what should have been either a pass interference or a legal helmet-to-helmet hit penalty against the Rams' Nickel Robert Coleman. Saints coach Sean Payton spoke about the bad call after the game.
Just getting off the phone with the league office. They blew the call, and man, there are a lot of opportunities, though, but that call puts it first and 10. We're on an E3 plays, and it's a game-changing call.
Had the referees correctly called a penalty, the Saints likely would have ran out the clock for a short game-deciding field goal attempt. Instead, Will Lutz gave the Saints the lead with over a minute and a half to play. Los Angeles drove down the field, and kicker Greg Zuerlein tied the game at 23 on a 48-yard field goal with 15 seconds remaining. In overtime, the Saints got the ball first, but a hit from Dante Fowler Jr. on Drew Brees caused a fluttering pass that was intercepted by LA's John Johnson. The Rams' offense gained 15 yards to the Saints' 39-yard line, and Zuerlein drilled a 57-yarder to send the Rams to their fourth Super Bowl appearance in franchise history.
Ball put down. Right-footed kick is up. End over end arching up, and it is caught! He got it! The Rams win! The Rams are going to the Super Bowl!
That call from Kevin Harlan on Westwood 1. Now, if you're a Saints fan, there really is no bright side to this loss, but former South Alabama Jaguar tight end Gerald Everett had two huge catches for L.A. for 50 yards receiving, and former St. Paul Saint Mark Barron will have the opportunity to play in the first Super Bowl of his career after finishing second on the team yesterday with 9 tackles. In the AFC Championship game, the New England Patriots are headed to the Super Bowl for the third year in a row after a 37-31 overtime win in Kansas City over the Chiefs.
Burkhead is in for the touchdown, and with an overtime touchdown run by Rex Burkhead, the dynasty continues for the New England Patriots.
That call from Kevin Kugler on Westwood One Sports. Tom Brady passed for 348 yards and a touchdown, culminating in a surgical 75-yard touchdown game-winning drive in overtime to outduel Kansas City's Patrick Mahomes Jr. Mahomes threw for 295 yards and 3 touchdowns, but never saw the field in overtime after the Patriots won the coin toss and received the ball. Now, Tom Brady and Patriots coach Bill Belichick are headed to their 9th Super Bowl appearance together. The Patriots will face the Rams in Atlanta 2 Sundays from now. New England is currently favored by 1.5 points. In basketball over the weekend, the Alabama Crimson Tide lost to the Tennessee Vols 71-68. John Petty scored a career-high 30 points to lead Bama, but was called on a controversial traveling call down 1 point with 11 seconds to play. The win makes 12 in a row for Tennessee, their longest win streak since 1977. The Auburn Tigers also lost a close one, 82-80 at home on Saturday against Kentucky. The Tigers rallied back from a 17-point second-half deficit to take the lead 80-79 with 32 seconds left. Two free throws from Wildcat freshman Tyler Hero gave the Wildcats the lead, followed by Auburn guard Jared Harper driving to the rim and barely missing the game winner. Locally, the South Alabama Jaguars men's team lost to Georgia Southern 88-86 in overtime. The South Alabama women's team had a better Saturday than the men's team with a 69-53 win over those same Georgia Southern Eagles. South led the entire game and are now 14-3 this season. On the PGA Tour, Adam Long shot 26 under par at the Desert Classic for his first career PGA Tour win and only his sixth tournament start. Phil Mickelson held the lead going into the final round, but finished tied for second alongside Adam Hadwin, one shot behind Long. 6:50 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The 2018 Lagniappe Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. Butch Cassidy's has happy hour Monday through Thursday from 3 until 7 p.m. with 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, again, one lane temporarily opened on southbound 65 at the General W.K. Wilson Jr. Bridge, but they'll shut it down shortly, trying to help with the traffic control from an overnight accident right on the middle of the bridge involving an AT-wheeler. That traffic's backed up all the way at the beginning of the bridge near 225, where they were redirecting traffic. Veteran-owned Stone Arms, Inc., home at the $10 transfer fee at 10160 Airport Boulevard. They've lowered their transfer fee to $10, open every Monday through Friday from 10 to 7, and Saturdays between 9 and 2. See them at StoneArmsInc.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Century Bank. Since 1903, Century Bank has been a leader in the communities we serve and a top competitor for our customers' banking needs. Century Bank, we take banking personally. Online at CenturyBank.net.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today with temperatures in the mid-50s. Tonight becoming partly cloudy, not as cold, with lows in the lower 40s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy, with a few afternoon showers and highs in the lower 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Feel like you can't afford to sell your home? Jason Will's Buyer Premium Listing Program cuts the commission rate in half. That's a total fee of just 3%. Call me, Jason Will, with JWRE at 333-4700. That's 333-4700 or online at jasonwillsellit.com.
The radio show voted most likely to draw a targeting penalty.
Right now, you officially qualify.
I can't believe I'm saying it. It's one of the dumbest callers we've ever had.
You're a lying piece of crap. You are a loser.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6:52, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Monday. More from Dr. Bill coming up in just a second. And yeah, on the traffic report, I'll go ahead and translate for y'all and just make sure that 65 southbound on the Dolly, right there at the Dolly Parton Bridge, that's where people are getting stopped. So if you are heading, let me translate that too. If you're heading from Stockton, going to Criolla, going to Axis down there, that's where you're having trouble. They opened one lane, like Kane said, for a second there, and then I think they're getting ready to close it back. But yeah, the W.K. Wilson Junior Bridge is what folks like me call Dolly Parton. But yeah, one of the same out there. All right, 6:53, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Findlay.
I don't know about you, but when you come across that bridge, I hold my breath. It just, it scares me.
I don't even want to get into discussion of
okay,
it. Because
okay.
I don't have a fear of heights, really. Yeah. That's not an issue for mm-hmm. me. But I can't help but think every time I'm on the top.
What if?
Okay.
The what
I'll leave
if.
It at that. Like,
okay.
La, 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 la,
yeah,
la,
we came
la,
across
la, la, la.
This weekend, and ooh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. As promised, I told you I'd give you information if you're interested in getting involved in the MLK Day March today here in Mobile. There is a big march happening. So what you need to do is line up at Lion Street parking lot. That's on Bishop State's main campus. Do that at 10 a.m. The march gets underway at noon. The route will continue on MLK Avenue to Lafayette Street to Spring Hill Avenue, ending with a rally at Lions Park if you're interested in getting involved. As well as today, many of you have the day off from work and school, but as we know, Dr. King looked at this as a day on. So if you're able to volunteer, please do share those pictures and let us know what you're doing. Also this intrigues me, Sean and Dalton. So the government shut down, right? Mm-hmm. We're in day 29. Okay. We have talked about how many people are calling in when it comes to TSA screeners, causing major delays across the U.S. But did you know there's a TSA app that allows you to estimate, understand the estimated wait times if you're flying? I thought that was very interesting.
Who's running that? They weren't furloughed?
Well, you know, social media works for you free of charge.
Okay.
And it's good news. Okay, so we know Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport is the nation's busiest airport, and it remains the longest in the country when it comes to delays. So delays were 3 hours. Now it's about 2 hours in terms of you making your way through security, because so many people are calling in. They've had to bring in extra staff from other cities to Atlanta to alleviate the wait times. If you're a football fan, you know that's important because the Super Bowl is February 3rd in Atlanta, and that's going to be a boondoggle, okay, when it comes to all the people who are flying into Atlanta. So as of last Friday, 25 of the airport's 27 security lines were open, which is good because we've reported it, a number of airports have had to shut down concourses because they don't have enough security to check people. This weekend, this MLK holiday weekend, more than 2 million passengers are expected to be screened in just one day, with a total of 8 million expected between the holiday weekend, so from last Friday until the end of today. That's a big deal. So if you have access to the App Store, you want to go to My TSA app, and there you can find out more when it comes to major airports and the estimated wait times and the delays which may be associated with your travel. You are very welcome for that. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
And word is, if you're trying to leave New Orleans right now, after that NFC Conference Championship game yesterday, long, long security lines.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty bad right now.
Okay, and part of this, too, I want to make sure people are aware, you have two different types of folks now that are not working, or not getting paid. You have those that aren't working and not getting paid in the shutdown, and you have the furloughed workers, and you have workers like TSA. These folks have been, think about this in whatever you do, butcher, baker, candlestick maker, unless you own a small business or big business or whatever, unless you're the owner, just think about that. The fact that they have been working now for 29 days.
Yeah.
And got no check. That'll,
You know what, though? We had a friend who...
I worked at a radio station like that years ago. and believe me, it didn't do a lot for morale.
We had a friend who just flew yesterday and said that when she came through, she hugged all the TSA workers and they appreciated it because they know that, you know, money's going to come a little bit later. They just don't know when, so they got to wait for the shutdown to be over. Partial shutdown remains in effect. Correct. And keep us safe.
All right. Coming right back, hour number 2 of Mobile Mornings.